This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Lytics Summit here in Redmond or Seattle, Washington. Redmond, let's do Redmond. Let's be Redmond. A little more specific.
Yep, it's Redmond, Washington.
Right here on the Microsoft campus. Oh my goodness. So, and in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Tavish Taylor from Intrepid Credit Union. Tavish, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here. I found out some really cool stuff about you. You're hiking the Pacific Coast Trail and lived in Alaska here and now in Montana. So you've had quite the adventurous life, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what brings you here? What brings you to CU Lytics?
So when I was at Credit Union One, we started kind of in the infancy of no data analytics, really. No Power BI, no Tableau, nothing like that.
Yeah.
And so CU Lytics is a great event because it's where... If you've seen a credit union go through the journey of data analytics, because it's really a transformation process of how you think about data, how you leverage data, how you decide with data, you really want to make sure you're employing best practices in the industry, and CU Lytics is a great event to kind of share and talk to other individuals in the data sphere to really make sure that you're thinking about every facet of how you leverage data.
I like the data sphere. I like that terminology because that's what we have here, right?
Yep.
So we're all in the data sphere. So you were talking about maximizing value through data-driven decision-making, and that was a presentation you just had on the stage there. So share with us, give us a quick overview
so
of what you talked about.
A lot of people think about data, but there's a bit of a disconnect oftentimes between the value that data can provide. Sometimes data is just all about dashboarding. Dashboarding and data analytics are related, but they're different.
Dashboarding and reporting, something like that.
Dashboarding and reporting versus using data to make critical decisions of, does it make sense for you to bring on a specific product? Does it make sense for you to do wires through your online banking platform and provide that very friction-free experience? Does it make sense to open a branch in a specific location? Does that location fall in line with where members are transacting, when they're transacting, where they're commuting to, etc.? And so through data, you can make sure that the money or capital you're spending on these products or services to improve the member experience is actually going to be useful and effective. Because ultimately, it's all about transforming that dollar into the maximum member experience and reducing that friction.
Right, and so the data allows you guys to almost predict, right, what products and services to use for the members based on their behavior. Right?
Absolutely, and when you have branches situated between cities, you can look at when your transaction volumes change. You can look at where people live. Do they tend to transact in the evening? Do they transact closer to where they reside? How branches function differ. You could have a remote branch. You could have a branch in a downtown city. Well, branches in downtown cities, they often have lower volume of new membership openings. So that drives kind of the decisions and how you staff. When we look at data, one thing we often find is when you look at Saturdays, the volume of transactions to new accounts opened changes. It shifts on weekends than it does weekdays.
Okay, interesting. Is it more or less?
It's more.
I think so too.
So
people have more time to do that, right?
People have more time. It takes time to open an account.
Yeah.
And so how you staff will be adjusted accordingly.
Yeah.
And it's really important to consider staffing.
Yeah, no doubt. So give me a couple of takeaways from your talk. What did you want the audience to go, let's think about that and talk about it on Monday morning when we get back to the office?
Well, I think that the problem for a lot of credit unions today is we know rates have increased by a significant margin.
Yeah.
We know over a period of 9 months, rates increased 425 basis points, the fastest rise in the last couple of decades. And so for credit unions today, 2021, 2022 were periods in which credit unions saw double-digit growth in regards to lending. Well, that comes at a cost. That comes at a cost of liquidity. And so how we look at lending and lending rates, how we strategize, needs to be informed by your decision making. Do you really want those deposits that are hot money, those disengaged members, Because if you're funding your lending activity through hot money,
yeah,
are you actually going to keep those funds around? And you're always going to have to compete on rate. And so it creates compression. And so it's all about understanding rates aren't just about decreasing volume. Rates are strategic. Mm-hmm. You don't want to cannibalize your portfolio. Mm-hmm. You don't want to see product migration. So how you look at it is really important.
I got a phone call. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry.
So it's really important to consider your product allocation and your balance sheet. Mm-hmm. A balance sheet is never fully static. A balance sheet will experience migration. So how you price your term deposit structure, how you price your money markets, how you price your loans is going to result in a byproduct.
Gotcha.
If you're best in market, you'll see a lot of migration regards to usually A paper borrowers, prime paper. Do you want that prime paper? Is that a strategic initiative for the credit union? If you do want that prime paper, is it make sense for the credit union because of your liquidity situation? Mm-hmm. Are you going to see compression? Mm-hmm. So every facet should be aligned with the strategic initiative of the board, and it should make sense for the credit union. Loan growth is not profitability growth. Loan growth is loan growth, and it's important to separate those two items. So really it's about making sure people understand how does finance and how does asset liability management, how does pricing factor into the decision making on the finance side. And so some of the things that we've done is we have scrapers on our peers to know when rates move. We know exactly when rates move.
Yeah.
And it's really important to say, if rates have moved for these other credit unions and you see an increase in your applicant volume, you know why you saw the change. Mm-hmm. It's not about the what, it's always about the why.
Right, right. Oh my gosh, super interesting stuff here. Wow. So what's the ultimate benefit for the credit union here? Profitability?
The ultimate benefit is maximizing the member experience.
Gotcha. Okay.
So through profitability, you can maximize that experience.
Completely. Reinvest those dollars.
Reinvest those dollars. So that's the ultimate goal.
Okay. Right on. And what was the big goal you wanted folks to leave with?
I want individuals to understand that finance isn't siloed. Finance, lending, every department needs to be aligned in regards to the strategic decisions. So when it comes to opening a branch, when it comes to online banking, there's pros and cons to every decision.
Oh yeah.
And so are you leveraging data for that decision?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to pricing, are you leveraging data for that decision? What sort of things are really important to think about?
Yeah.
And so my ultimate goal is to make sure people understand that pricing and strategy from a finance perspective, it doesn't just affect finance. It has a ripple effect throughout the entire organization, and it's whether or not that ripple's aligned with the mission.
Mm-hmm. Well said, well said. Alrighty, sir, well, I'm gonna let you get back in there because I think they just started back up again.
Awesome.
But thank you so much for your time. Anything else to add?
That's it.
Okay, all right, Tavish. Well, thanks again for your time, appreciate it.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.